Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hej och välkomna till Denke och Berns. I dagens avsnitt ska vi göra en liten avstickare österut. Vi ska till Finland och ska prata med Ville Arsoglu. Ville är organisatör av den finska klockmässan The Watch Show Finland. Och vi ska ringa upp Ville och höra lite grann hur han har kommit på idén och lite bakgrunden och sen framförallt hur planeringen ser ut för årets mässa.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. How about you, sir?
Yes, fine. I'm so happy that you took time to talk with me for a short time here. I know you're really, really busy.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I just got the morning briefing done with the staff, and it's all good, actually. I just jumped on the car and hopped in the just a bit more quieter place.
That's nice.
But all is good. All is good. Sun is shining in Helsinki, and trees are getting green.
Nice,
you know. And so it's kind of, you know, feels pretty good. Feels pretty good after a long period of time.
I can understand that. But shall we start from the beginning? Tell me
yes.
A little bit. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Ville Arsoglu? Do I pronounce your last name correct, Arsoglu?
Yeah, that's more than fine. Yeah,
okay.
The Greek one is pretty tough, and in Finland it would be just Arsoglu. It's very it's a Greek name. Yeah, so my father is Greek. Yeah, I was born in Greece, Athens, and we moved. My mom is Finnish and dad from Greece, and we moved. I moved with my mother when I was 6 years old to Finland, and. Always a keen guy on, you know, watches has been in my life all the time, and everything around making and sports. So I was, I'm actually have a long background in bicycle trade. So I was more than 23 years in a bike trade. That was my kind of dream in the young boy. You know, I got the first job when I asked, can I work here? And that kind of led into the watches in a way. Somehow, you know, watches has been around in our life. My mom had one when she bought her watch back in the days. It was tradition, you know, to buy a mechanical watch, kind of the first series work. And my father always wore a watch. And I really am a
This is really interesting. Yeah. I actually talked with a guest a few weeks ago that told me that he was from China, and he told me that for example, Hong Kong, there's a tradition that the first salary you get from your first work, you buy a Rolex just to prove that you actually made it. You got the nice job and everything. Is this the same in Finland, you would say, or is it more in the family?
Well, family, but also it has been so before. Today, I think in some extent it's coming into that again. So I don't know if it's yet so active as, for example, in Italy or 10 years for Italian company, and that they're usual mechanical watches in a big scale compared to Finland. So it's not so mainstream or kind of a thing, but it's coming a thing slowly, I hope. And this is always a nice thing because it's still not something you buy and consume.
Correct.
You buy the watch for life.
Exactly. Can you, before we go into the watch show, can you tell me a little bit about you as a watch enthusiast and what kind of watches do you own or do you like and so on?
I think my taste has evolved over the years. So I still have my first one. It's watch, Plastics watch, 80s kids. That was the first one. I still have it. First serious watch was Omega Seamaster 300, which I still have it. It has a lovely patina, and that was a big thing for me. It took me years and years to learn. I'm kind of a very calm guy to make decisions, and First, I want to learn, then I kind of know what I want, and then I make the decision. So for me, it's always a long process. So I have vintage pieces, I have some modern pieces, and now things are kind of going into, which is my getting into my day work. So it's actually running SUF Helsinki sales and communication. So my day work is actually evolved in these past 3-4 years from a bicycle trade to full watches. So at the show, I'm happy to wear my first Sarpaneva, which is a big moment for me, actually. So from vintage, some mainstream brands as well. Most of those things, sometimes there is the most important pieces for me is always when there is a story with them, and most of my watches have a story. But there is the two big stories are my two daughter birth, and I have two watches that are linked very close to those things, which is a nice thing.
That is nice. Do you also have a watch from the year that you yourself were born?
That's actually again linking to the watch with my first daughter was born. So I was searching for a 83 Rolex GMT Master 16750,
nice.
Which is kind of the ultimate for me. It was a 5-year study of the GMT. So basically, I remember everything from the GMT series . But it was tricky because, this is getting nerdy, but there is so little changes, but I really wanted matte dial. And that is actually in between the matte and the glossy production. And in the end, I found 82, which it's 1 year older. it's 1 year older than me, but I had to be the matte dial. But the actual how the sale or how I got it, that's the actually the crazy thing. So after so long period of searching, I found one in Helsinki, Finland, and we agreed the viewing. And on the day that we had the viewing, my first daughter was born. And we had to postpone the purchase a week. And then it goes into this kind of crazy mystery things where my daughter's birth time, the same time numbers is in the reference number.
I like this. Oh.
So it's a bit, it goes really wild, but yeah, I love it. It's important. Not like anything. The brand is, of course, quality. That's important for me. The pity is the price increase too extensively, which I don't like. But, you know, it's still important watch for me. Definitely. Mm.
And it's a watch you can have for the rest of your life and the rest of your daughter's life. I mean, it's a watch that you lost.
Yeah.
So it's, in
yeah,
that case,
that's
great.
The thing. Yeah. And she already kind of knows, you know, those things. And it's a thing. It's cool that we have a little thing together, you know.
Mm. This is nice. I like the stories. I like the stories a lot, actually.
Yeah. it's getting so much for me. It's just, like tomorrow, yesterday, I was very lucky. I got to put my kids on bed and, I said to Selma, you know, that is going to be her first time, the Moomin watch tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow! because, she, you know, I was taking all the pictures and everything around those products for the past 3 years. Never got the watch to myself. We had so big demand, so basically it's also, even if you work, you need to kind of let go, you know, even your own dreams, which is crazy, but that's how it is, and you need to service the client. So, but now I got one. Stefan was very kind to just say, okay, you can get the numbered one, and it's
super nice. And is it a limited edition with the numbers, and or is it one part with numbers, one without?
No. These are this is from the series. Yeah, so the only time that there is, for example, what was from the first series, Philips auction had a prototype. So of course, watchmaker can have a prototype, but not for public sale.
Mm. Okay, that's nice. And this is the watch you will wear today, right?
Today I am actually wearing a Paroni, you know, the watch that's made for Jarno Saarinen, a tribute to Jarno Saarinen, World Championship 72, which is, again, it's an important thing. We are now 22, so it's a 50-year birthday, kind of, for Jarno's big achievement, winning the World Championship, and still the sole motorcycle champion coming from Finland, even though Mika came 3 times position 2, which is crazy, but yeah, so this is an important Friday watch for me, definitely, yeah.
So yeah, it's not only Royal Oak that is 50 years old, we also have this set to celebrate. This is great.
Yeah, definitely, and it's just it's, you know, it's very peculiar, you know, you have that red and white on the dial, which is a crazy combination of colors in a watch. It is totally crazy, you know. I cannot. There's nothing else that. But in here, it has that 70s classics. You know, back in the day, I have some vintage cars myself. You know, those vintage cars in the racing. The design was so clean. It is, you know, you could spot the design from miles away. That was the idea. You know, very similar bikes or cars, but they have a stripe. You know, everybody knows how it goes. You know, Jackie X racing helmet, iconic. Jarno Saarinen helmet, iconic. Ayrton Senna, all those guys, very simple design. But they are classics like James Hunt. So this is, it has a big meaning. And that was my first from Sarpaneva Wooden Fabric. So it's, you know, first piece is always the first, and it was a long story, not a quick buy, you know, just go for that, you know, it's always that process, you know, which is part of the fun.
It is,
for me,
it is. So. Yeah, I like that when you tell me that you need a long time to learn about different watches and different references so on, and before you actually buy them, and I'm exactly the same. I like that, to first do the study and then do the purchase. Yes.
Yeah, it is. But sometimes you get kind of too deep.
I know.
No, because you learn too much. But I think the learning part is good because you know, it kind of it shapes yourself, and from the history, when you learn the history and everything, you also learn the present, you know,
mm-hmm.
And also also you learn why, for example, even like mainstream brands sometimes do a thing. But yeah. if you have learned the history, you kind of know that sometimes the history is repeating itself. And I don't mean like this heritage model stuff.
No.
That's not what I mean. But just the subtle things when they are doing things. You kind of instantly know, okay, this is what they are going for, or this is the idea. For me, is that, yeah, you know, I don't know. But for me, it was vintage before, like massively. Still, of course, some, but not so much. Now it's getting too crazy with independent things, you know, when you are too close in that segment, and you know, there's always grail pieces and there's always something, but you know, with the family it's not so easy anymore, and I don't like to part with my pieces. This is the big issue for me.
Yeah. This is nice. And tell me a little bit about the watch show Finland.
Yeah.
How did the idea come up, and how did you manage to put everything together?
I don't know how I did that, but the first push of the idea, or the first, like the big, like, I don't know how you say it, you know, the flash from the sky was, it came from my better half, Yona.
Yeah.
She said to me once that, you have a lot of experience from the events, from the bicycle trade, you know, and you really into watches. Why would you not make an event in Finland?
Mm.
And I was like, you know, and then I started the process, and then I, oh, it makes sense. And in UK, I was managing a UK sales team for 5-6 years, and there was a bicycle event which had a very good concept. They built the event for the actual exhibitors, and this is always the big issue, you know. If you rent a place which is empty, and you just you know, sell the space, everybody look different,
right?
And everybody will have enormous costs,
right?
Because it's everything is too expensive in a way.
Mm.
So for us was to make this, you know, I got the inspiration. Okay, we build everything.
Mm.
And then there's nothing, you know, nobody can, it's just so simple, you know, you just select what you want and what you need, small or big, print or not, screen or not, you know, it's very easy. And then you go for it. So from that, it was November 2016, I think. And in May, December, I agreed, yes, I did. And May, we had the first event. That was crazy. It was utterly crazy. You know, I don't know how it came together. but we had a lot of help. We got a lot of help for the marketing in the watch enthusiast community from Finland. So big thanks for them. And a lot of collectors and watch enthusiasts, they're helping with the spreading the word. So It was nice, and I think now we are just learning more. You know, of course, now we had a big issue with the past time. Still, not the word is not in a correct position, but at least we can kind of have a moment and try to enjoy the passion and our hobby. You know, it's sometimes even in the tough times, it's important to have those. You know, just the moments, and but it's really a passion to get everybody to enjoy watches. But in today's, you know, digital world, people are human, are still human, you know. There are people that cannot spend too much time with others, you know, but they still can, usually if they have a passion for watches or cars, they can still squeeze that one day or one evening to come and enjoy, because they still like it. It's not that they wouldn't want to. They want, you know, they get exhausted, but you know, but still for many it's you know, it's the place to catch up, and it's also, of course, it's a marketing exercise, you know, for the brands. But it's so soft that it's more than, you know, we are here to, you know, present you something, and it's usually happening that it's it's in a calmer environment than in a, you know, in a shop. It's a different environment. It gives a different kind of feeling. And then if you can bundle up, there is brands having workshops and things like that. So it's also that the experience side is a big thing of it. What happens in sales?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Kind of who cares? You know, of course, everybody cares, but it's still when you can, you know, present and give experience, then everything else follows if that is a nice experience. I believe so.
Can you also see that perhaps this is a really nice escape from the... I mean, during COVID, we have had an extreme digitalized world in every person's life, that you spend a lot of time in front of a screen and you communicate and you meet people only through the screen. And by this, this event, you can actually meet people in person and you can touch mechanical things, not just digital things and so on. So it's sort of a step away from this digital overflow that we have at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, it's in some extent, you need digital today. It's not to vanish anywhere, you know, whether it's going to go very deep into IA or IA or something like this, you know, it's, I don't know, but I think people really need that. Those moments, and also there's a lot of people coming just to meet others. This is the part. It's now we are having a lot of guys from Norway coming over, and there's even one of my friends. I had never met him.
Okay,
it's unbelievable. But you know, we sometimes take a beer. Right. And we have a WhatsApp with the screen on. And, you know, we have a few pints that go over watches and, you know, have fun. So of course, it's nice. You know, everybody is really waiting for that moment. And you know, a watch, the fit is always, you know, kind of some know that, okay, with this length and this thickness and this size, it will fit me. But, you know, you need to try it out, you know, how it looks on metal. That this is what everybody always says. It's so cool when it's on the metal. You know, that's the thing. And this is, of course, we want to have a place where this all can happen.
That's great. Is there anything, if you take the event, and just to be to explain for the listeners that it starts today, Friday the 13th, correct?
Yes.
This evening.
Yes, lucky day.
Yeah, lucky day, exactly. And it's this evening around 6 o'clock finish time, correct?
Yeah, 6 o'clock we have a pre-warming. So our restaurant starts until 7 p.m. and then 7 to half 11 p.m. We are having the show time. And then tomorrow Saturday, 14th, we are open from 11 a.m. Until 6 p.m. finish time.
And I look at the schedule for these days. It's a really nice mixture. It's both like different brands that giving, I think, speech or introduction to their brands. And there are also some other things. I particularly noticed that you have later today, Friday evening, you end with the whiskey tasting.
Yeah.
That is nice. Also part of the...
It is.
community.
yeah, these are actually, we have some partners that are really being getting involved from longer time, and it's Finnish distributor of Balvenie, Glenfiddich, and Hendrix. So they are actually building a bar, having the real bartenders in there. So it's not just like that, you know, okay, we want to get people drunk. No, it's you know, we have like quality products there, and it's a big part, of course, you know, it's because you need to kind of, it is kind of a massive, that's why it's not event or fair, it's a show. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a dream bar for the watch enthusiast in a way. Do you drink or not, that doesn't matter.
No.
So they always have a non-alcoholic side, and there's actually a lot of people, especially on the COVID, which yeah. me included, that almost reduced everything down, which is nice. It's not, it's always a good thing. But yeah, the quality first, definitely.
And but what I wanted to bring out was that it was a mixture. It's both the watches and it's other things. And I can also see that tomorrow you also have some watchmakers to run a workshop. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there is basically everybody can, it's actually during the whole event. The big partner of the event is the Finnish School of Watchmaking. And at their place, there always is a workshop. It's kind of a get in and you know, check that you can learn how to finish some parts of the watch, which is kind of nice. And it's we wanted to give the school a good platform to market their school. It's been a bit under financial issues, which is a very sad thing because it's education, and we need those things. So it's good that they are involved and can kind of really bring positive ways of what the school is all about.
Absolutely. I mean, if I talk for myself, I'm a vintage watch person myself, and to be a vintage watch person, the first thing you must learn is to get to know a good watchmaker. That's the first step.
Yeah, and it's not easy.
It isn't.
To get like a perfect guy also who can get you some parts and stuff like that, it's not easy. Yeah. And that the guy is also always very direct and honest, you know, that, okay, we'll they have swapped this, we need to find a new whatever, and then you're like, oh, and you know,
exactly.
But it's okay, but it's, yeah.
I agree.
I'm with you on that.
And okay, so we had the fair or the show. It's not there's not going to be any trade or sales at the show, or is it?
In some extent, a lot of sales. You know, of course, event is not really a place for sales, but there is always happening. Which, you know, we are open with it. There is still people who are, of course, they are there with the products, and usually you can buy. Today, I think we are launching first time in Scandinavia some brands that never been in there. Some are not like Sherpa watches. I think they have not yet started the production. But then there is two second-hand retailers, so I think all of their products are on sale. There is one vintage booth as well, so you would be in big troubles in there. But then there are some brand booths, like Grand Seiko, you know, seen some of those, like they are like Blampain is supporting Aseman Kello. So some of the products are, of course, for display items. So not all are kind of up for grabs. But for example, SUF Helsinki, we have some sales products in there. And Westerbach will probably have. So and I heard somebody will take some cool archive pieces, you know, which are in a big discount as well. So there's always can be, you know, opportunities, let's say. Even, you know, arriving without a watch and leaving with a watch.
Right.
And
Yeah,
and even
nice.
Then there is Sarapaneva and Voutilainen, you know, heavy hitters that not easy to place an order, but
this could be maybe perfect one night.
Yeah, and perfect opportunity to start discussion because
and get to know
everything
the brand
is about.
Yeah.
That's it. It sometimes for me, first of Sarapaneva was plus 5 years, and I still have one or two that I really know. But you know, these guys are very busy, and it's not easy. It's, you cannot rush things.
No. And that's part of the nice thing also. It's not, you cannot just walk into the shop and buy it. You need to let it have its time.
Yes, and this will, the world is going into that direction again, you know. Now when we are, materials are very tight, you know, we are hearing that things are getting longer and longer. And many times it's not about the brand at the moment. It's of course, the demand has grown extensively, but it's also the issue of just getting stuff, you know. And I think this would be a good moment also for people to just take a big step down, you know, somehow, and enjoy life more.
I agree.
You know, and enjoy the process more. And the waiting, and you know, all things come into good in the end if you just give them time.
Right. It doesn't have to go so fast, everything in your life. Mm. It's good to have something.
Sometimes, yes. You know, sometimes, yes. Just make a decision and go for it, you know, if there's opportunity. But like me, I'm sometimes my partner knows the best, you know, I make decisions sometimes too quickly, and then we have a serious discussion afterwards. That, you know, it's all good fun.
Okay, so what is the future for the watch show? Now we have it this year, and it seems to be a great success. And what is the plan for the future? Mm. Is this a yearly event or?
Yeah, it has been a yearly event. So luckily, we had 3 years without it, or 3 years gap in total. Of course, we try to always evolve. We learn from the previous ones, and we have been able with the help of the partners to actually again, I think, even increase quality, which is not easy because mid February. Yeah. The restrictions were removed.
Wow.
This is a bit more than 2 months ago.
Yeah,
less than three, and we had to really pull the things together quickly. So I really hope that the bird would go in its right position, and then we would have even better feeling of the future in a way that, you know, we can plan also. With time more.
Yeah.
This would be my dream because now it was a bit quick execution. Mm. Of course, we had experience and we had the partners ready to go when it is able to be done. And then I hope that in autumn or usually in winter time, we usually have had a bit smaller second one. Mm. I really hope that I can do that next one. Ah. I don't know. It would be nice to do a small one, a smaller scale one, maybe abroad someday. I don't know. That would be pretty cool. But of course, we then target next spring as well.
Yeah.
Of course, it's our dream. But I really hope that kind of, you know, word around us would need to just kind of, we need to, of course, take a summer and then autumn again back on it.
Right,
probably do something activity maybe in the summertime, but this is not yet in the plans, in like agreed ones.
You also need to reload and get back the energy because I can imagine this is this is not just 2 days. It's a long day, a long time of planning, a lot of energy put into this. And so now focus on this year and then drop it for some time, have the summer off and reload and start again. Yes.
Yeah, usually that.
Yeah, my last question for this interview is actually when the watch show will come to Sweden. When can we see this event in Sweden?
Oh, I would love that. I absolutely love Sweden. I was actually part of my work in bike trade was to take care of Sweden as well. So, and one of my friend, he has an apartment in Stockholm. So every time I visit there, I love it, and I have lots of good friends in Sweden. When we would be able to make an event in Sweden? Oh, I don't know. Everybody who is listening to the podcast and has good connections and wants to maybe get into the team and to explore, is it possible? Why not? But it's not easy because in the events it's not only just the place and just how it looks and what is inside. It's actually around the events is a big task. There is a lot of things on the regulations with security, with the fire department, with the police. It's a big kind of scale, which is you just see the end product or the end, you know, fair or show, and but the round is not very easy. So I would probably, if we would ever do it, which would be epic and very cool, we would probably need to partner up with organization in Sweden that has actually the whole ability to support us on that side, because it's still a sole man company with, of course, a big team around me in these days. But then out of these days, I have one or two kind of people that helps. So in kind of putting it abroad, would need a partnership. Which you never know.
You never know. Well, that's good opportunity to reach out the hand for a partnership in Sweden.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe me and Denke can come and join you. I think both of us would love to have this in Sweden. It would be great.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And I know you have to rush. This has been really nice to talk with you. I just want to say that the watch show in Finland is located in Helsinki. I don't think I mentioned that. And can you also explain where exactly in Helsinki this is located?
It's in the same spot where the famous Flow Festival is, in Suvilahti. And in the Suvilahti is the biggest building called Kattilahalli. So it's old power plant and easy to commute with the metro. It's Kalasatama metro stop. It's a few minutes walking distance.
And if I rush off to the boat from Stockholm to Helsinki and I make my way out to the watch show, is it possible to buy tickets at the entrance, or do I need to do it in advance?
We would prefer in advance, but at the doors we have ticket sales as well. The only thing is Friday is getting close to sold out, but Saturday we still have room.
Perfect. Then I hope we have a lot of Swedish listeners rushing off and taking part in perhaps Friday, but absolutely on the Saturday part of the event.
Yeah. Thank
Super.
You.
Thank you so much for today, and I wish you the very best. And I hope we can talk more afterwards in the future here.
Yeah, I'm always up for a chat. And thank you, mate, for taking the time to discuss, and also for the listening, for your precious time.
Då, vad trevligt. Det här var alltså Ville Arsulo från den finska klockmässan, The Watch Show Finland. Mycket spännande, som sagt. Om ni hör det här nu idag, fredag, eller kanske tidigt lördag, spring till Finlandsbåten, ta er ut till mässan och köp biljetter vid dörren. Hälsa för mig och ta mycket bilder, för jag skulle väldigt gärna vilja vara där. Det hade varit roligt. Stort tack för idag. Hej då.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.